Charles, K261EB, and KQJO-FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wiggs. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We give you all the glory that is due your name. You are a faithful God. You are an all-knowing God. You are a present help in the time of trouble. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning, God, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. Father God, we ask that you will move by your spirit and move by the anointing on this morning, oh God. Let it be all of you and none of me, God. God, I ask that you will continue to use us for your glory, oh God, because we know that all the glory belongs to you. Father God, I ask that you will heal, deliver, and set the captive free on this morning, God. Have thine own way, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you turn them to the division of Psalm 119 and the 91st verse. The division of Psalm 119 and the 91st verse. I will be reading out the New International Version. And it says, your faithfulness extends to every generation. Like the earth you created, it endures by your decree, for everything serves your plans. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And today's topic is, trust his plan. It's simple. Just trust the plan of God for your life. The scripture says that God's ways are not our ways. We think that it's just the good breaks and the promotions and the great relationships that serve God's plan. But it is also the disappointments we go through, the closed doors, and the people who do us wrong. Without that happening, we couldn't reach the destiny that God has laid before us. Come on, here, somebody. You have to trust God's process. We see the negative things as being hindrances, but it is all necessary to become who we are created to be. You see, we all go through something. We all go through things that don't make sense, but God wouldn't have allowed it if it wasn't going to serve his plan. Amen. This is when you have to dig down deep and wait up on him in faith. Just keep moving forward. Just keep doing the right thing. Just keep being faithful. Keep serving others. Keep reading your word. Keep praying. Keep waiting God. Keep waiting. Everything you go through not only serves your purpose, but everything you go through is for someone else. Come on, hit somebody. Not only will you have a testimony for yourself, somebody else will see what you're going through, and then they will say, I want to serve that kind of God. So what was meant for your harm, he will turn for your advantage. Help me, Holy Ghost. You are about to come out to new levels. You are about to come into a spiritual explosion. Come on here, somebody. You are about to be blessed beyond measure. Some of you, you are going to go to places that you have never gone before. You will see favor that you've never seen because God is doing a new thing in your life. That's why you got to trust the plan of God. That's why you got to rely on his every word. That's why you You can't be shaken by what you see in the natural eye, because always remember that natural eye will mess you up every time. Hallelujah. So I want you to repeat after me. Today, I let go of all that is draining me. I give it to God, and God gives me the victory. 1 Peter 5 and 7. Today, I commit to living well. I will rest well, and my mind, my thoughts, my words, and my associations. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 through 20. Today I commit to living right. I will follow Jesus and never look back. I will put the kingdom first, and God will take care of me. Matthew 6 and 33. Today I admit where I was wrong and repent unto God. I say, transform me, Lord Jesus. Make me better. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Today, I tell God yes. Today, I tell God yes. Yes to deliverance. Yes to destiny. Yes to living holy. Oh my God. Yes to faith. Hebrews 11, 1 through 3, and that sixth verse. Hallelujah. And now I prophesy to you, people of God, to get ready. For there's no telling what God will do in you and through you and also for you. Simply because you choose righteousness. You choose to live upright before Him and to give Him a complete yes. No more wavering to and fro. No more wondering what the next stage of my life will be. Today you are giving everything over to God. Today you are trusting the plan of God for your life. Today you are removing independence and you are placing dependency on God. Today is your day. And if you are listening to the broadcast on this morning and you've never given your life to Jesus Christ, I urge you to do so quickly. Don't delay, because tomorrow is not promised to us. The next second, the next minute, the next hour, the next month or year is not promised to no one. Do not delay, for there shall be no more delays in your life. No more delays. And if you are listening to me and you have decided to give your life over to Christ, I want you to repeat after me. I want you to say, "Dear Jesus, I give you my life. You are the Son of God. You died for me on the cross. I declare you are my Lord and Savior. I choose you, Jesus. If you are already a follower of Christ, again, I say get ready." You see, people of God, your confessions of faith are breaking delay, every delay in your life on today. I think the Holy Ghost needs to say that again. If you are already a follower of Christ, again, the Holy Ghost say to get ready, because your confessions of faith are breaking every delay in your life on today. I see blessings coming forth by the power of God. No more delay after today. I want you to get prepared to receive every blessing. Because once you trust God and trust the plan he has for your life, he will bless you abundantly. Because you have rested in his plans. No more are you wondering. No more are you going before him trying to make everything right. No more are you going before him because you thinking God is not moving fast enough for you. God said, no more delays in your life. He said, your confessions of faith are breaking every delay on today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus. My God, we thank you that you are able to make all things new. Father God, we know that God, you are a good God, and everything that happens is happening for our good. Even the negative things that may come up against us, that may even stress us out and appears to be holding us back. God, you know that is all part of your plan. But God, we're going to pray and we're going to seek to how we can be still and know that everything is going to be all right, that we can just hold on to your plan, God. Father God, we thank you that, God, we can stay in peace and that we can trust the process. Trust that you will never leave us and never forsake us. Trust the process that, God, whatever you do is going to be done well. And Father God, we believe, and that we also know that you are working out your plan for our lives. And God, for that, we say yes. We say yes to your plan. We say yes to your will. We say yes to your way. And God, even forgive us for doubting. Forgive us for going before you, God. And forgive us for being anxious. Because you told us to be anxious for nothing. And God, we thank you. We thank you for restoration, God. We thank you for the everlasting peace. We thank you for being a good God. We thank you for being a faithful God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And I want those of you that has given your life over to Christ, I want you to read the book of Romans and the book of Matthew. And I want you to get to know Jesus. Get to know the salvation plan for your life. Jesus is all we will need. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because you cannot get to God without getting through his son. You have made a major decision on today. And heaven is rejoicing. Well, my time is about ended. But if you need to contact me, you can contact me at 318-206-8953. That's 318-206-8953. And you can also visit my website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. There are inspirational nuggets that will help you and that will enhance your spiritual walk, even books that I have written. And I want you to be encouraged and always trust the plan of God. So until we meet again, remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514,
Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225 225-